Now it's time for the Southern Cross.
Today in Southern Cross, I am talking to AUT Pacific Media Centre's reporter, Rahul Bhattarai. As always, we talk about the Centre's news stories and issues that are being covered. Topics today include Duterte. I literally wrote it out like phonetically, but anyway. President Duterte admits that he did kill many people in the Philippines. Air New Guinea, a plane carrying 47 passengers overshoots the runway, and an assault and arrests of 67 Papuan students by the Indonesian police. So, to begin with, Rahul, during the speech at the presidential palace in the Philippines, President Rodrigo Duterte said that only the sins he committed is extrajudicial killings. Did he just admit to the press that he has been killing people? Could you elaborate on this?
Yeah, so he actually did, did admit to the press that he was killing people. Extrajudicial killing people. And I'll have to say this, I'll quote what he exactly said was, "What are my sins? Did I steal any money? Even just a cent? Did I prosecute somebody I sent to jail? My only sin is extrajudicial killing." Now, this is a very concerning it seems to me that stealing money is more of a crime to him than killing people, because that's the first statement he made. "What are my sins?" he asked. And he says, "Did I steal any money, even a cent? All I did was kill people." That's basically what he said.
Which is just not at all in the same.
Yeah, I know.
So what is the opposition saying about the admission of these killings?
Well, opposition have never been happy with him until this point, I think, because he basically just admitted to his crimes. Mm. So the opposition leader, Riza Hontiveros, said that the president's verbal admission will now serve as a solid evidence in the people's quest for justice. So I think they are trying to start, some kind of legal procedure in order to possibly impeach him. I'm not too sure, but oppositions are going to do whatever they can in order to use this as an evidence against him to penalize him in some way.
It seems like pretty strong evidence, just sort of generally. I think most people would think that was not okay. So also, currently he's facing two charges on the International Criminal Courts. What are these charges?
Okay, the charges were laid out by the activists and families of 8 victims of the Philippines war on drugs and extrajudicial killings and mass murder. So the official stat says that there's 4,000 people that have been killed by the police in anti-drug operations since Duterte took office. And Filipino lawyer reported that said 8,000 people were killed. Now, this report is from February. Mm. However, I think last week I had a look at it, and I think the killings has gone up well over 12,000 people dead since Duterte took office.
My goodness.
So these are the two charges, the extrajudicial killings in the name of war on drugs and the mass murder by Duterte. These are the two charges that has been laid out against him on ICC.
And so that's what the opposition is trying to use to...
Well, opposition activists and anybody who does not like him is trying to use this and his...
To find some reason to impeach him.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, moving on, the Air New Guinea plane carrying 47 passengers overshot the runway, but fortunately all the passengers are safe. What happened there?
So basically the plane was on its way from Phong Pai to Port Moresby, and there was a stop over at Chuk Lagoon. Now, basically what happened was Air New Guinea, it's a Boeing 737-800 plane that carries about 175 people roundabout. Now, it overshot the runway on landing.
Oh my gosh.
Now, normally, after the runway ends, there's 30 meters leeway sort of runway just in case the plane overshoots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because in a micronation or generally in a Pacific Island countries, once that 30 meters is over, it's straight water. So here the plane went to the water. Mm. And the people in the lagoon in the wharf saw that plane had sort of overshot the runway and into the water. They immediately reacted and they went on their dinghies and pedal boats in order to rescue the people. All the people, 36 passengers and 11 crew members are totally safe. However, 4 people in that got seriously injured, but their injuries, as per the report, weren't as bad as, they could be dying or something.
They could have been,
Yeah, it's not too bad.
pretty crazy thing to happen. Is this a common problem that airports face?
Yeah, normally in the Pacific, sometimes planes do tend to go overshoot the runway and goes to the water, but not really. This is not something that normally happens.
Is that what? Do you know what the reason is why it's more common in the Pacific to have planes overshoot runways? Is it because it's smaller?
Maybe that could be the reason. If the runway was big, it would sort of, you know, even if it overshoots, it would have enough space to sort of stop. But normally, this is the problem that a small airport faces.
Yeah. So, a student has been assaulted by the police while 67 other students got arrested in the protest of Jayapura. Could you tell us what the students were protesting about in the first place?
Okay, now the students are protesting in Jayapura to support the efforts of Vanuatu and by other Pacific countries to take the West Papua issue before 73rd session of the United Nations General Assembly last week. Well, that happened last week. Now, these guys are protesting against the Indonesian government, and they want to be an independent state. And this is not a new thing. It has been going on for quite some time now. Now, this protest action was organized by the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, ULMWP, on Monday. That ended with students being assaulted.
A lot of students in that group.
Well,
is that?
I think one student in particular got assaulted. What happened was the police dragged him out of the free speech forum they were talking at. And when police dragged them out, they shoved all the crowd or the protesters into a crowd-controlled truck. And that's when the witness said that one of the students was severely beaten.
So were students sort of the force behind this protest? Is that sort of why...
Yeah, students, they organized this protest in order to have an independent Papua New Guinea, and that is the issue they want to bring forward at United Nations General Assembly that happened last week. But again, Papua police says that none of our officers blamed violently towards the protesters. However, the witness did say that one of the person got assaulted by the police.
Have the arrested students been released yet?
I do not have the information. I'm sorry. I was looking through this morning, but I couldn't find anywhere, so I do not know if they have been released or not.
Not 100% sure. Well, I hope they do get released sometime soon. Thank you very much, Rahul.
No worries. Thank you.
That was the Southern Cross.